fighting and full of nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Stephen Howson Podcast, sponsored by Tops the Pot over here. I have to check every single week. The link for the app is in the description below, so please download it. The more of you download it, the more awesome prizes that we can give to every single person. And we do have an announcement, which we will make very soon, about who has won an actual PS4. I'm excited to give that away, yeah. And I hope you're watching, because what an anticlimax that is if you're not watching.
A bit short notice, but you know.
Let's hope he's tuning in anyways. We are going to be telling you probably what we're going to be giving away next, but I've had a ton of messages of people saying, how can we get involved? Actually, before we do that, let's share the video, eh? Give it some thumbs up, let's share the video. Because YouTube absolutely fucked me in the ass with taking my Carrick video down, saying it was against copyright. I appealed it, I was right, I've won the appeal, but I've took a right hit on the channel over the last 2-3 weeks since they took it down. Nice one, YouTube. Really fucking me up there big time. So I need to get back on top of the algorithm. And the only way I'm going to do that is you guys being awesome and sharing this and making sure every video gets really good reactions. So without any further ado, let's carry on with what we were talking about. So we've had a lot of our non-UK viewers, and is a large proportion of you are non-UK viewers, asking how can they get involved with some of these awesome prizes? Because most of the Tops the Pot stuff is, unfortunately for you guys, it's UK-based, really, and that's no other way around it. It's UK-based because it's a gambling thing, so what can we do for the foreign guys? I've got an idea I want to give away. What do you think they can do for it? So this is anywhere in the world.
Get a UK citizenship.
That's a great shout. Probably a bit difficult, though.
Well, yeah, now it is.
We could just pick someone at random. But I'm going to need a lot of subscribers, or something from it.
It's hard to like keep a track on that and running everything else, isn't it? So it's going to have to be something pretty easy.
It's going to have to be something pretty easy that you can all get in the mixer with, but it's going to have to result in a shit ton of subscribers. So if you guys want to tell me in the comments then, how can we get you guys involved? How can we get you guys in the mixer with a prize? What I'm thinking about giving away is a new pair of Paul Pogba's boots. What do you reckon of that?
I don't even know what boots he wears. Well, obviously Adidas, but yeah, I don't know.
They've new...
Whatever they are.
There's some black and gold ones. Look pretty sick, in all honesty.
It's been a while since I've had a fascination with footy boots.
That's because you're old, mate.
Well, so are you.
I didn't say I wasn't. It's because you're old. I didn't say I'm not old. I just said that's because you're old. I'm not seeing any comments coming up at the moment. Let me just make sure that...
Can't be a good old classic pair of Nike Tempo or Adidas World Cup.
Oh, no. The comments wasn't working on the one that I was looking at. Right, let's get rid of that one. That's shite. Let's have a look at here. Now I can see your comments. Apologies, everybody. Right, so... and people are saying we're back in the right places. All right, mouth, calm down. Let's see what you guys think. All right, shit, there's loads of comments that we missed out on before. Sorry about that, fellas. What do you guys think we should do to give away? What do you think these Johnny Foreigners need to do for a pair of Paul Pogba boots? You guys in the comments, tell us what you think. James Richardson says, for a giveaway, you should do a full team signed shirt for the team that they support, preferably United. That's really difficult. Classic boots are better than the new ones. They are, but let's presume that I get a pair of size 8s and the guy's a size 7 or a size 10 or something like that. We have to get something new because it needs to be something that you can get the right size for somebody.
We should get them to upload a YouTube video of them singing one of the songs from Frozen or something, and the best rendition of it. The only reason why I say Frozen is because I have to sing those songs every single day in my car journey.
And no, I know you don't.
I do.
Get her to put something good on.
Well, I do. Sometimes I'll make her listen to Busta Rhymes and stuff like that, and she does dance, but I think when it gets a bit too hardcore, it goes over her head.
All right, only 100 of you watching. Come on, share this video. And let's get talking.
Tell them why we didn't have AF last week. What? Do you know what I mean? You literally 30 minutes before we was going
to
go.
Oh, yeah, I had to cancel it, so that's why.
Did you even tell anyone that it was not happening?
Yeah, we told them online afterwards, yeah.
All right, because I didn't see anything.
send a vid of them burning a Liverpool shirt. Need something that's going to get subscribers or shares on videos or something like that. Whatever it is, something like that. Or even... I don't even think they'll be able to download the Tops the Pot app as long as they're not in the UK. And we are trying to get it on Android as well.
Yeah, I have spoken to them this week and they said it's something they're working on, but they want to get the that iOS app sorted first. I'll get it as like, you know, running proper smoothly, and then, you know, develop it on there. So it is in the pipeline. But it is a fairly new app, so we're trying to help them guys from the bottom, basically. So the more people that download it on the iPhone or the iOS, then the likelihood is they're going to get an app on the Android quicker, and then more people have got opportunities to get involved.
Get in the mix, yeah. And obviously, we know Android is massive.
You must know someone who has an iOS device.
Yeah, but I get there's like, not many.
I was on a train
the other day, and it was a 90-year-old woman with an iMac and a MacBook and an iPhone, and I was like, Apple have changed the game. That's ridiculous. Harris in the comments saying, when's the Carrick video coming back? It's back on, so you can, if you go on my Twitter, a couple of tweets ago it was on there, so there you go. James Richardson said, tickets to the EFL Cup final with me. I don't even know if I'm getting them. I mean, I'm in the Auto Cup scheme, so I better be.
We've got to get there first. Let's not be presumptuous.
Yeah, let's not be presumptuous, but we're there, aren't we?
Yeah, you'd hope so. Well, especially, I can't believe they would allow, like, one Jake Livermore to go, and then 10 million quid for Snodgrass.
It seems
like
madness, because acquiring a player is hard, because one, you don't know what they're going to fit in like.
Yeah.
Two, you've got agents' fees, you've got settling in, you've got all that fannying around when you sign a player, and they're letting first-team regulars go, which is,
well, the best players, like,
and for no money.
And they haven't, I mean, West Ham come in, didn't they, with a bit of fucking 3p or something. They're a fucking embarrassment. And
then, do you think you could run West Ham as good as they run it? I think I could. Yeah, I've got no experience running a football club, and I reckon I'd be all right at running West Ham.
I mean, it's just a hypocrisy. Like, they'll only be like, whatever, 3 million quid for Snodgrass, but yet, no, I'm not accepting anything less than 30 million for Payet, who don't want to play for you and is seeing his ass. So,
has he gone to Marseille now?
No, this third bid they rejected.
So hang on, so Marseille are trying to get Payet?
Yeah.
And it looks like Paddy Evra's going there as well.
But Evra's on a free, isn't
it? It is, but are they building something a bit on a loader?
Well, you got to look at French football. I think it's getting a lot better than what it has been, because obviously PSG have come in and splashed all the cash, haven't they? Now, Monaco are absolutely killing it. I mean, they're flying at the top.
It's good for the game when they do stuff.
Well,
like
it is, and obviously Memphis has just gone to Lyon, hasn't it?
That's good for the game. Lyon's forward three is a bit. Ooh,
but then
you've
got Nice, who are like literally 1 point behind. So the top, nice. the top three there. The top three, they're all, it's competitive. It's like, it's not as competitive as England, obviously, if you put that mixture in there, but they're growing. And then Marseille are looking at it, probably thinking, hang on a minute, because they class themselves as the, I mean, well, it's on the coast, isn't it? It's the port and everything.
Marseille's
like
a sexy place,
yeah. Well, not if you've watched that series on Marseille on Netflix.
Well,
but obviously,
everywhere's rough. But
yeah,
also,
it's got a bit of glamour,
hasn't
it? South of France. So they would need to be in the mix, don't they? And they've got a decent core support. If they get Payet,
where Cantona's from?
Yeah. Can't believe. Yeah. So we'll,
they could have got 50 million for Payet in the summer. They could have after the Euros, actually. Yeah, he had a great Euros as well, didn't he? And,
yeah, I meant, yeah.
Well, and then he's just come back to London and gone, I guess he's not fucking doing anything.
I was saying to you before, I said, I put it on Facebook, like,
it's November, wasn't it?
Yeah, end of November. I think they might have been playing Arsenal, or I'm not even sure. Might have been playing us in a League Cup.
November.
30th of November. Can't remember what day that was. But anyway, I said, oh, Payet doesn't look like he's arsed. He's not going to be there long.
Nope. Any future PS4 winning competitions, says Fabio De Rossi in the comments. I think we've got to go around the houses a little bit. We've said something like an iPad. I think I need to win this time around, because I sat on my fucking iPad when I was in Germany. It is well fucked. It's not just the LCD, it's not just the glass that's broken, it's the whole fucking thing is fucked.
Yeah, I've done that before, but with my big toe somehow. I missed it when I stood on it, fucked it.
I put it in a bag.
Yeah, it was the leak.
I put it in a bag, and then the video that me and Dave shot in the park, the fucking park bench was covered in snow, so I just threw my bag on the bench and thought, I'll just sit on my bag.
Fucking
dick.
-9.
Yeah, it was cold.
Fuck that.
I don't know how many times I mentioned in my vlog that I've done that it's cold.
Is that why you're ill? Or was it?
No, I was ill beforehand. The Friday I was travelling out, I was ill probably most of last week. My voice went, if any of you guys that watch the dailies, my voice went on two of my dailies last week. Like, completely, like, looking at the camera like, what the fuck do I do now? So, a big cough, couple of gulps, sip of water, and it sort of come back. But I was in pain with it. And then Friday when I got up, I'm thinking, right, it's all booked and everything now. I can't not fucking go. But Friday when I got up, I couldn't even lift my head up. Like, I was like, out of my neck. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I just fucking dosed myself up on was like, anything that Lemsip make, anything that Halls make, ate it all, threw it down my neck, and then got on a train, got over there. And I was all right until Monday. I mean, my voice was going. I did a podcast with Dave Saturday night or Sunday night, and my voice went in that. I kept having to just fucking turn it on to him and say, talk. but then
yeah, it's a fucking way to go, isn't it?
The Monday when I was, I had like some documentary filming that I was doing, and it was so fucking cold, and we was outside all around the stadium and everything all day. We emptied out of the apartment early in the morning, went and got a bagel for breakfast, and then was out, and it was fucking freezing. And I was had a jumper on, a fleece on, and that fucking big coat, and I was still cold. But what was really cold is my legs, because obviously I've only got jeans on.
Yeah,
my legs were so fucking cold.
Get them fucking long johns out.
I'd
have put tracky bottoms on underneath my jeans.
Ah, fuck that. And there was a couple of times where I was filming, my voice just stopped. I'm like,
not ideal.
When you watch the documentary, some of them parts I'm going to have to film here. I'm going to have to. Luckily, I got a lot of footage from while we was there. So my opener, some of the key bits in the middle, and the closer I've got, it'll be some of the meat in the middle that I have to overdub. But yeah, it was a really fucking good trip. Like,
pretty funny dubbing it.
But like, you know, it's not like I didn't go, is it? And I just fucking blagged it.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, oh, fucking hell. Do you want to know something for a didn't happen, right?
Go on.
I was on lunch today, and we've got one new girl's in there, so I can't... How old she is, I can't remember. She's not that old anyway. She's got a dog, right? And she fucking... Dog's the best thing ever. I mean, I know you buzz off your dog and that, but she's like, oh, I call it...
Dog!
Call it Princess Tiana and all this shit, right?
That's a bit far.
So...
He's just my mate. So he's not a princess.
She's saying it's a Romanian rescue dog, right? And the story that she told, she goes, they had to rescue...
Jump on him.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Say hello to the camera, Deez.
Get off now. Fucking hell. So she goes, it's like a Romanian rescue dog or something like that, yeah? So she said on the website, they were telling us the story that it got rescued because that dog and its sister were tied and bound and gagged to a fucking train track, and it was going to get run over by trains.
And I went,
you fucking bought that.
They rescued it, just in the nick of time, was it?
And they said, no, there was
before the 1306.
Yeah. She goes, there was a picture on the website of the two dogs stood next to the train tracks. Where fuck off. I said, if someone fed you that shit and you fucking bought it. So he's like,
why don't you just say they was neglected and we rescued them?
Yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Sound.
Didn't have to say, it was fucking abused and tied up.
Fucking Christ. Sturridge has just missed the sitter looking at the comments. Hepburn says, help me with my Spanish revision. I was doing quite a lot of Spanish on that.
Okay.
Duolingo, yeah. See? But I've neglected it a bit. I was really impressed with Dave's German.
Yeah. Do what, like, when we went to Hamburg for Lordy's Stag, do? Did you do that?
No, I didn't go, no.
Like, German last time I did that was the school. Obviously, I didn't really pay that much attention, but I was surprised how much was coming out. And like,
it's actually logical. It's really logical language, apart from the meat, right? You look at their meat, and it's like a fucking paragraph for a word. It's like fucking geschnurke, schnurken, schmitschen, smirgen, and you're like, what's that? You're like, pork. Just say pork then, fuck me.
Just get a fucking bratwurst, and you're laughing, aren't you?
Yeah, but even the bratwurst, they all have other names. Is curry bratwurst, Ross bratwurst, and you're like, I just wanted a sausage, mate. Matt missed an open net. Let's not laugh. He also
goal Southampton. Fuck off.
I was really impressed with Dave's German. He said he had a German missus a bit back.
That's a liar.
So it looks like he remembered it. But yeah, I'm gonna have to get back on the wheel. I think for. We're talking about going for Bilbao.
That'd be sick.
Bilbao's got an interesting story in it. So we're trying to go places that have got interesting stories, interesting sceneries.
Yeah, and there's loads. Like, you can go
That's the only thing. There's people saying, oh, I've got to go Dortmund, I've got to go Dresden. And like, I've just been to Germany. There's so many more places in the world that I've not been that I want to go. You know, I think China's an interesting place, but I'm going to need a sponsor to go to China. And I'm going to need a lot of contacts because I think the chances of you filming outside stadiums and stuff like that, the chances of getting nicked in China is probably quite high.
I don't think they're asked about copyright, are they?
They're not asked about copyright, but you might get accused of being a spy or some shit. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's still a communist country, isn't it? It's a bit on top in a lot of ways.
Is it as bad as like North Korea?
No.
Well, I suppose it's one of them, isn't it? You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
When you see all of the news about all these players going to China, I mean, that's one thing I want to explore. One, where's the money coming from? Is it just because the Chinese economy is fucking knocking it out of the park?
Yeah, but
and
then
it's
that's
businessmen owning companies. Is it a bubble? Is it going to fucking fade? It's got to fucking slow down.
Yeah. Definitely.
But these are all questions I want to explore, what I want to answer, what I know what the stadiums are like, I want to know what the fan culture's like, if there is any fan culture, is it all fucking weird and plastic, you know what, I want to ask all of those questions, but you can't do it without knowing the contacts, you can't do it, you need to know what you can do, because China is one of those places where you end up in jail pretty fucking quickly, I think.
Hmm.
It's like some of the Middle East as well, isn't it, like you can't just go to Dubai and start filming. I think in Dubai you have to get permission of every single person who's in a photograph that you take, I think. One of those weird laws.
Really? I don't think so.
I think, like, where you see people taking pictures at the beach and stuff like that, that there's, like, laws getting relaxed.
The beach is different, maybe. No, but I was in Abu Dhabi in November, which is virtually the same.
Google it. That's one of the
fucking laws. I was taking pictures for fun, mate. No one was saying to me, there's loads of people taking pictures. You can't put control on that with camera phones, how prevalent they are in society.
Boom.
All right.
It's whether they enforce it or not. Some shit's illegal, isn't it? Like jaywalking's illegal. Well, but no one's nicking you for it.
Yeah, so is alcohol, but you're still sat in hotels.
Looks like there's more. It's more about taking it in restricted areas, but
Hell! You take pictures in a restricted area. What the fuck do you expect?
They've got a tourism court. Anyway, yeah, let's not get fucking bogged down into that shit. But essentially, there's all sorts of different shit that you need to know about different places where you go to, and you've got to know about what the crack is in all those localities, otherwise you end up in the shit, Royal.
Yeah, you go in Europe, you're pretty much... pretty much chilling.
What if a Chinese billionaire buys United then relocates to Beijing? I'd love to say never going to happen, but I'd have to just say extremely unlikely rather than never going to happen. Because
yeah.
I think everything can go in the could-happen fucking drawer at the moment, the way it's going. But I actually think it's good for the game if China and America create more centres of wealth in football where there's more options, because that means that you're going to have to fight harder, possibly financially, but it also might mean that people put more development on their own youth systems.
Well,
I think that's only a good thing.
That's what I was going to say, but then if you look at grassroots, then what sort of development does that get? Because it gets massively overlooked in this country.
Yeah, and that's probably where America, the size of the country, the athleticism of the country, their attitude to sport, and the facilities that they have at their disposal and the collegiate system means that I think that there's a very real chance that they'll overtake us in terms of development. It's only the concentration at the moment. You think there's 92 professional clubs in England at the moment, right? And that's on paper, right? There's more like about 140 professional teams because Salford's fucking professional.
Oh, yeah. It's all
this. Once you start coming down that bit, it might be 200, in all honesty.
I think that's a bit much. I don't think you've
got the North-South Isthmian Leagues, top divisions and all that.
But I think they're still classed as like part-time, aren't they? Because the thing is, remember like with that Salford one,
a few of them with other jobs.
Yeah, Gareth Sen did that modelling job and it was like $5,000 and he was like, what the fuck's he doing? Taking like, you know, Neville and all them, or Giggs was saying that, and then he like, but end
it's
of
like
the day.
10 weeks wage or something.
Yeah, you can't fucking knock him for that.
All right, yeah, they've still got other jobs, but it's still a professional league. I think there might be 200 clubs in it, and that's in a small island of England and Ireland, or Great Britain. America, like, look at the size of Texas, that has essentially one team per the size of a state, and the state's the same size as the UK.
Or bigger.
The concentration, the concentration of football club in this country is the only saving grace that we've got, because that means that the cream definitely has to rise to the top. It's hard to compete. Like, so if Jay went over to Texas now, he'd look like fucking Messi. But over here, pretty much maybe average, above average kid.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only difference. But I don't think that'll stay the same way forever. Because I think they put more professionalism into the coaching. I think there's far too many dad coaches in this country.
Oh, to get your licences and all that. I mean, and funding it. They've done that thing, didn't they, where they said it's a lot more expensive to get your licences in this country than it is in, you know, Germany, Spain, Italy, that sort of thing.
And the number of coaches is reflective of the price
in
all those.
And that's why there's a lot more, you know, coaches and the standard of them. And that's why they're getting all the jobs.
It's not just
the
cost. It's the lack of opportunities for paid coaching. When Jay was at Drawsden, they had a guy who was a professional coach who was also coaching them. And he left Drawsden and went and coached in New Jersey because it was a paid job on loads of dough. And he was a really good coach. He was the best coach I think Jaden's had at this age group. The rest of them are dad coaches. Some of them are good. Some of them are fucking terrible. And some of them are just, you know, in between. And they're just lads doing the best because they want the best for the kids. But they're not professional coaches. And you can really see the difference.
Yeah, it's like Scooby. He's done all his coaching badges and everything. But could he get a job doing
that's
it?
That's the one.
It's like because struggling, he's not, yeah.
But like, draws at under-10s, for an example. That's a paid gig in America.
Yeah.
Whereas that's two dads from a fucking bag of cones.
It's a bit of a pay gig in America because of the fact that how much they pay for the subscriptions, isn't it? Like,
exactly.
What did you pay over there? Five a week.
Yeah,
so 5 a week basically is covering
doing
your basics.
Nothing.
But if you look But if you look at clubs like Ducky Youth and all that, they run like pretty well. Like obviously Grimesy and all them, they run
pretty well, but there's still a lot of dad coaches.
Yeah, they are, because you still need that. You couldn't imagine that. You couldn't hire. I mean, they do have coaches like what's the guy called?
John Gale.
Yeah, not John Gale. The one who does one-on-one sessions.
Oh, John Fenton.
Yeah, John Fenton, because he was a coach there. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, he moved on to bigger...
Well, he also does private sessions. Yeah, and you know, it's worth paying. It's worth paying for them private lessons with him because it's a real good thing. I think coaches in this country aren't as valued as they maybe should be elsewhere. And I think there needs to be more of a cultural thing that you're happy to pay for this level of coaching rather than just a fucking fiver.
Yeah, but they're doing it for the good of the thing. Like you say, it's more often than not a dad.
It's a dad coaching. I reckon it's 98 or above percent of every team. If you got the team, all right, who's the coach? Whose dad's the coach? And what are the fucking...
Well, yeah,
the kids are putting
but then again, though, you say like the concentration in the clubs, how many like clubs... There are, so it's a lot.
But it also seems like there might be more jobs, just straight jobs for coaches at that level over there. You know, is there a lack of people that want to go into coaching? Doubt it. I think there's a... The dog's just barking downstairs. I don't know if someone's at the door or not. I don't know.
Forget it.
Nothing I can do, is there? So is there a lack of opportunities for paid work in coaching? Probably. Is there a lack of desire from people to want to be coaches? Doubt it, because if you're not going to be a player, coaching's a really easy way to get into...
Yeah, but then they still say the same thing about referees, like the standard of refereeing. And
no one wants to be a referee. I think there's...
Well, they've been striking.
No, guys, what do you reckon? In the comments, tell us. What do you reckon the odds are or the ratio is? Who wants to be a ref to a coach?
Oh, yeah, but I don't understand the mentality of why you would go down that referee, but someone's got to do it. And, like, obviously, they can get a decent wage of it, the professional ones, and you move up the ranks. But they've been threatening to strike, haven't they, recently? Because,
referees?
Well, they have, yeah, because all the youth games and stuff. Have you not seen it?
No.
Basically, they've organised, like, because of the abuse that they get, and physical and like, you know, all the shouting and shit that parents give on. Even, like, kids playing from, like, youth level all the way up to, like, amateur, whatever. They're going to do a mass walkout and just say, right, well, fuck you then. If you're not going to get that protection as a referee.
They get
expenses, yeah. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, I've been in a situation where I fucking wanted to twat a referee or something. But you kind of, I don't know, unless some of them are like seem proper vindictive and like they're out to get you or your team or something, and they've got something against your team.
I think there's a certain type of personality that wants to be a referee. Mm. And I think that's sort of counter to like the sort of person who either wants to play or coach. I think it's just an entire personality trait. So there's a clash.
Mm.
There's always a clash. There's an authoritarian clash. Who the fucking hell's this little dickhead? But me, I fucking love you.
Yeah. And then you just get people who fucking do, don't
you? Oh, I've left my key in the door. One sec.
Fucking hell.
No wonder, yeah. Your missus is fucking hell when you go. What do you want me to tell him?
Answer the comments, read some questions.
Come on then, let's have a look then. Yeah, refs are the kids that last pick at school. But I did though, because I mean, you look at like people like Howard Webb now, he's got a paid gig, hasn't he, on TV, on BT. And he was World Cup referee and he was, what was he? Was he a copper before? Oh, yeah, so many Bellen coaches in the Tameside leagues. Under 12 coach in there. Raw it is. Yeah, I suppose it's the... I don't know. Yeah. It's hard, man. I mean, I don't know why you would want to be a referee, but some people do it. Obviously they do. And a lot of them get paid, really. Mike Dean is an attention whore.
I think it's funny that he's been demoted to the championship.
But then, you know, you see what happened when he got demoted?
He gave Barnsley a penalty, didn't he? Or the Leeds Barnsley game. He gave a penalty for handball that was outside the box, I think. So it's like,
I can't.
But if you shit, why demote you to the Championship? Because
yeah, what's the Championship done? That's a fucking top professional league.
Oh yeah, you look how competitive that is now.
If that was a World League,
it's probably top
10 leagues in the world.
You take him out of the firing line, but then you've got to think like the referees. It's not how many young referees are coming through. But then who's going to referee the game?
Yeah, well, there are like young Premier League games. You do see shooting young players and stuff. My cough's coming back. You have to talk.
Fucking hell. You're struggling bad, you, aren't you?
I'm not a well boy, mate, yeah. Someone's asking what camera it is. It's just a webcam, this. We used to use the iPhone camera. I use the iPhone camera for a lot of the stuff that I do. But, this is just a webcam.
Someone
asked a real good question, actually. I want to just jump onto this. It was, did you see Scholes, Hargreaves, Savage talking about loyalty?
Yeah, I did. In Scholes, because you're saying, Scholesy, would you go on anywhere for like 300 grand a week? He's like, no. You know, we're playing with mates. And that's the
Scholes'
thing.
Answer was funny. He was like, no.
No. But the same thing, though. He was close to his home. He liked, obviously, being local.
He's winning everything,
yeah. So that makes plays a massive part,
isn't it? Yeah, and Robbie Savage wasn't.
Well, exactly, yeah. And he was... Do you know, I heard a funny thing about Robbie Savage. I don't know how true this is, yeah.
Probably is.
But because he's such, like, of a divisive figure, yeah, he struggles to get insurance on his gaff and that. Because, same with Balotelli. You know,
maybe because setting fire to shit in your bathroom probably travels around with you.
But I was like, I thought Robbie Savage, yeah, because he causes that much beef with people and people want to fucking twat him. They think that, you know,
someone's going to do his house.
Yeah, or he can have insurance, but there's like so many exclusions on it and they won't pay out in certain instances. So I thought, fucking hell.
Son's United.
Mad that. Is he any good?
Better than he ever was.
He was a decent player though. he was your cart horse,
wasn't he? He was your workhorse midfielder. But he was your Harrier. He's a Dennis Wiseman one there.
Yeah.
No, his son's at United. I think he's in the 15s or 14s, and he's not like his dad in terms of, I don't know his personality, but in terms of his ability and that on the ball, a real classy footballer.
I mean, I'm glad to see that Axel's been drafted into the first team.
Well, Jose keeps mentioning, doesn't he? He needs to do something about it, though.
Yeah, he might be in a squad at Wigan Sunday.
He might be. He might be on the bench Thursday night. Scholesy apparently was telling everyone that Gossie was going to make the bench on Thursday.
Was it? Even though he's rumoured to be...
But this was before he was rumoured to be going. This was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Well, I keep saying things about a buyback clause in it as well.
Buybacks generally don't work in England, but the fee that he's going for might suggest that there's something in there. Someone had a line the other day on Reddit and I really liked it. In fact, we will be going to Reddit in a bit if you want to get some questions in more in-depth ones, so we don't miss them here. We will get them on Reddit. So head over to r/Housen and get your questions in there and we'll answer them there because we will lose them in the chat over here.
Yeah.
So what was I going to talk about then?
I don't know.
Oh, the buyback clause thing.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So, yeah. Normally the buyback clause, you have... The selling club's like, well, fuck you. Why should we put a buyback clause in there? No, we're buying the guy. So you have to make it an incentive to want to buy them back. So a really low selling price with a buyback fee in there makes it more attractive to the buying club, which is why. Because Sean Goss for 500 grand's fucking robbery. Yeah, the line that I saw on Reddit, actually, which I'm definitely stealing and pretending that I made up, is Ben Pearson, who obviously bullied Arsenal's midfield a couple of weeks ago, and Sean Goss, their next transfer will be for 10 million plus. And I'm like, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I can roll with that, yeah. Ben Pearson's doing excellent with Preston. He was a midfielder I loved at United when it was a totally different style to Gossie. Both players are number six. But
you say 10 million plus, though, in the Championship, that is...
That's a Premier League move. That's coming to a Premier League team.
I mean, yeah, if you think like Ross McCormack was 12 million and Brentford want 15 million for Scott Hogan.
The 10 million plus is a fair thingy for them. Young lads that, you know, need experience potential is the thing that you can say to them. It's just a case of getting that experience. And I think the time is right. If they're not going to play him, the time is right. I haven't spoken to him this week. I've messaged him, but...
I seen it was like Wigan were interested and also Barnsley as well.
And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say. I think I told you the Premier League team that was interested, didn't I? Bournemouth was interested as well.
No, he didn't.
Bournemouth would have been, I think that was a loan though, but for 500 grand. Bournemouth would have a punt at 500k, wouldn't you?
You'd have a thing. I think they're more concerned with defenders at the minute, but Bournemouth, because midfield, obviously, they've got quite a pretty stacked in midfield, aren't they? Wingers and everything, centre mids, creative, all that sort of thing.
I'm not getting onto the league thing yet, but someone's saying that United are going to stay six. So if you actually look at how many points we've taken off everyone apart from Chelsea.
We're 6 points off second. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
What, 16 games?
We dragged everybody down.
16, 17 games
ago. Two off Arsenal or something. It's something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. But six off second, I'm happy with that.
Illy's just sent me a message saying congrats on your new song. What the
hell
is this?
Oh, no, turn that off. That's tight, that.
What is it?
It's just some like dank meme thing. It's Jurassic Park. But yeah.
Fuck you, Illy. How about that?
Yeah, it's
tight. Hang on. I'm getting tagged in something here, I think.
Is it still 0-0 Liverpool?
Yeah, what's the score of Liverpool, everybody?
Yeah, it's 0-0. 11 minutes to
go.
Are
you upset that we're not going to beat the Scouse Twats in the final? No, because do you know what? The higher the high, the lower the low. The risk of losing to them in a final, I couldn't really bear with that. It would make it very interesting and it would make tickets a fucking nightmare to get hold of. And it would actually make a League Cup really...
edgy, yeah. But the thing is, the build-up what it would get would be extra. Like both games this season... Like, the week before it has just been embarrassing.
Someone just said, what about your source saying that Memphis was going to Everton? It was a player. It was a United player. Source. So, you know, it happens, doesn't it? Fucking hell. I think they might have obviously been somewhat on the case, and maybe that we wanted a bit much for them, and or maybe he preferred himself to go Leon in the end. But no, things change until it's signed.
Well, yeah,
shit changes.
I mean, but
like, remember about Frank Lampard that time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Frank Lampard was booked in for a medical. It sounds like it was all agreed and done. And then...
In the January.
Who pulled out, him or us?
I think he signed a new deal. Yeah, I think he signed a new
Lampard
one.
Lampard closed.
Yeah, he signed a
but
new one.
Thiago ended up going to Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
United didn't know. United still thought he was fucking coming. That's how fucking, like, last minute that thing changed. There's all sorts of shit goes wrong and goes west in transfers until it's
signed. Yeah, you can't really fucking say that.
Yeah, and like even from the horse's mouth sometimes, as we, you know, we found out with Fabregas, didn't happen.
Tony Kroos.
Yeah, Tony Kroos. Yeah, and he actually came out afterwards, didn't he, and said, "Yeah, I was nearly going United."
Yeah.
And then it was Louis van Gaal last minute got cold feet. Said, "Nah, fuck it."
Fucking hell.
Think of some of the mad backward shit that's happened in transfers. We wouldn't be looking for a new character replacement if we'd had Tony Kroos right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Things would have definitely have been different. But that might have meant Van Gaal would have kept his job possibly, and you wouldn't have signed Pogba, I don't think.
Yeah, you wouldn't have signed
Zlatan, definitely. No. You don't know what would have happened, but you don't
and
know.
I don't think you would have signed Mkhitaryan either. Because he would have signed people who were younger.
He might have played Fosu Mensa all this season.
Well, yeah.
You might have been looking at a midfield of... You might have got Pogba because he says he was coming for 2 years.
Imagine like we had Louis van Gaal now with the strength of the top six. I think we...
And how good he is with the top six.
Who?
Van Gaal. He was better against the top six.
Yeah, he was.
We're still drawing with Burnley at home.
Yeah, it was all the other games. I'm happy we've got Mourinho now.
Undoubtedly, I'm just thinking. Actually, yeah. With a Zlatan, with a Pogba, with a Mkhitaryan.
But he would have never got them.
Probably not.
So he probably would have got a...
But if he'd have got Kroos...
Steven Davis or something.
Yeah, but he might... Well, I can't believe he turned Kroos down. That's
no, I can't.
Good.
20 million quid?
Fucking hell. There's some mad bargains to be had from other big clubs at time, isn't there? And that's down to wages, I think. That's down to players having so much cash that they're like, actually, I just fucking... Whatever.
Yeah,
like, look at 25 million for David Beckham at his peak.
But that was
the guy played for 10 years after that.
I know, but I think that was more we just wanted shot. Well, Fergie wanted shot. Because he should have been getting 40 mil for him.
Well, it was a couple of years after Zidane
went
for 49.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. So Zidane went either 2000 or 2001, Zidane went for 49. And Beckham at the time had just spent I think, three consecutive years in the top five in the Ballon d'Or rankings, and he goes for 25 fucking million.
Yeah, peanuts on it. His commercial value alone is like... Never mind.
I remember being... I was in basic training that summer in the army. And I was like, I'm not going to sell Beckham. He's a United fan.
Yeah.
Why would we sell him? Beckham. And I was like, he's not going. And then we sold him. Devoed. Twice I've had my heart broken there. Cantona, then Beckham. Now Memphis.
The theme there, number sevens.
Yeah, number sevens. Di Maria didn't really break it.
No. What about Michael Owen?
I think I told you when he came on in a derby. Mm. I can't remember what score it was when he came on. I was clapping like that. I was just saying to the lads around me, this is for Wes Brown. It's not for that scouse twat. Then he bags the winner, obviously. Yeah. I was like, fucking always loved him. Oh, what a goal that was. I've still got the scar on my shin from that. I went about seven rows forward and across the aisle and ended up in like another postcode. Fucking hell, that was arms and legs left, right and centre, that was.
I think it was in Portugal, mate. Then,
so. When they equalised, was it Bellamy that got the equaliser after Rio fucked up?
Yeah.
They equalised and the away end went more mental than I've ever seen an away end go. And I remember feeling like, I'm fucking never celebrating a fucking draw like that. When we score a late equaliser, it's always like a fucking, yes, come on.
Well, it's like, but not like Rooney scoring that goal on Saturday, wasn't it? Rather than fucking Giroud doing a fucking...
Yeah, get back. Yeah. It's fucking Arsenal all over, isn't it, that? Get over to Reddit, yeah, for your questions. We'll go over in a couple of minutes over to Reddit and see what you guys are saying over there.
And we better tell people who's...
Oh, shit. I'll let you do the honours, lad. Right, are you ready? We'll give you a nice big fat countdown. So, actually... We'll give it a nice plug before we do. So, if you want to be like this guy that we're about to announce, I hope he's in the comments. If he's in the comments, you know his name anyway, don't you?
Yeah,
so,
I'm
if
not
you're in the
him.
Comments, let us know, because that would be awesome. Yeah, let's smash the fucking like button. It's on 80 likes. I will tell you who's won the PlayStation when we get to 120 likes. How's that sound?
What?
That sounds pretty fair.
Thought we're way above
yeah,
that.
We're usually on a couple of hundred. There's only 160 odd watching. Maybe it's because it's a Wednesday night thing and people are used to the Thursday night crew of us, aren't they? So start hammering that like button and we will tell you who has won the still 0-0 looks like Liverpool. We'll tell you who's won a PlayStation 4 in the meantime.
Have
so
we got FIFA with it as well? We're giving them FIFA.
Can do.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, download tops the pot, because the more downloads we get, the more opportunity that we've got to...
New game's going to be starting next Saturday, isn't
it? We'll start it, yeah.
Is it going to be due on a Saturday for the weekend?
Well, it depends when everyone needs a bit of time to start downloading it and that.
Yeah, because it's easier, isn't it? So then you can give a deadline for Friday, do the pin tweet, whoever's on there can send out the codes, everyone get involved. Free to play.
Hit that like.
So this guy who we're going to announce has got it. He's not had to spend
we're giving a fucking PlayStation 4 away, as if you're not going to smash the like button for that. We're going to give a Paul Pogba pair of boots away as well. And that'll be to anyone in the world who's watching, no age or like country restrictions. We just need an idea on what they need to do to give that away.
As long as like FedEx delivered it, I guess.
I suppose that's the only restriction. If you live in a fucking village where you've seen like one boat pass in the last 50 years... You might be on the blacklist, right?
Unless they drop it from the sky.
Yeah, but if they've got internet, I guess they've got a finger. Everest joined Marseille. Looks like we're over 100. Hit that like button. Not many to go. Top Support is coming to Android soon. We do ask them about it. Come on, keep smashing it, and we'll tell you exactly who it is. 13 to go. So yeah, download Top Support. And also let us know on Reddit as well how you think we should give this prize away. It needs to be something that's shareable, that's going to get us subscribes. It might just be a retweet of a quote tweet, our tweet with the subscription link. Can't fucking speak. And the funniest line, maybe.
Whatever they've got time to think of, and it gets
whoever gets the maybe whoever gets the most retweets on their line quote tweeting us. How's that for an option? Maybe we'll do that. 5 to go, and then we'll tell you. We should do a 1v1 tipping comp. Loser has to shave the beard. Fuck that.
We've already said that. It's not happening.
Yeah, we ain't doing that shit. Uncle Pat has joined Marseille. Don't do it on Twitter, says Gary Mill. Unfortunately, it is the biggest reach, and it's the easiest way for things to be shared. 2 to go on the likes. How about the furthest person away gets the boot? That's not a bad shout. There are any astronauts? As if we've lost a like. How did that work? Oh. One more like. These Dortmund fans in a stadium. We're at Liverpool. They're a fucking weird bunch, aren't they?
Don't do a contest.
Alex, we are doing a contest. One more like. And then we'll tell you who it is. As if you don't want to know. Just pick a random winner because people will use bots. It's not a bad shout. We'll have to go with the funniest line, I think. Get sharing it as well. So one more like. Come on, folks. One more like. There we go.
There you go.
120. Tell them.
Dion Davis. You're the winner.
You are the winner. Well done, Dion Davis. What we need when we send you this is we need you a video saying thank you so we can share it as proof.
Yeah, so it doesn't just look like we've just made it up.
Hey! We need you to send that a video once you get it of you playing it and tell everybody how you got it. So, nice one. You've already spoke to him, I think, haven't you?
Well, I got a screenshot of him because just to confirm, like, because I mean, I've got all. I get a, it tells you who's won anyway at the end of the game, so you've got that. So I did message him earlier saying, oh, you're watching today because we've got to make an announcement. But I think it was literally about 5 minutes before we went on air. So, I mean, when he sees that message, he can message me back and I'll, if he sends me his address, we'll send that out for him as soon as he does.
And let us know if you're in the comments because that'll be quality.
I don't know where. I don't know where you live. As long as it's not far, and you can get posted there.
Do you want to show the camera the league table so no one thinks it's a fix? Someone sent us a photoshopped one. Do you not think that we can check in the back end to find out who actually won? Come on, son.
But anyway, everyone can join again. Same people. It doesn't matter if you've won before. It doesn't mean that you can't win again.
It looks like a lot of people crashed out and spent all of their money. He didn't actually win.
You
didn't actually win with the biggest of margins either, so it's...
Winner. Oh, that's a bit fucking blurred, that, isn't it? There you go, Dion Davis.
Dion Davis.
There you go. Oh, I was second. I think everyone else crashed out on that game. There was a couple of other people who finished with... Well, there's a few other people who finished with money in the pot, but not to the same level as the guy, Dion Davis. So that's why he wins, because he's top the pot. The whole point of the game is top the pot, you win the...
Top the pot.
Win the lot.
Yeah, and you get a PlayStation 4. So, download Tops the Pot. We will be announcing the new competition and what it is on the 1st of... I'm just making sure I can see what we put on the screen there. Yeah, you can see it on the screen. Dion Davis, you win, mate. Well done. Download Tops the Pot. You will be in with a chance of winning something cool.
Easy as that.
I'm thinking an iPad, but if you guys want something different, maybe a GoPro. The new GoPro's pretty sick.
Well, give us some suggestions and we can see what we can make happen.
Yeah, give us some suggestions. Let us leave a note in the comments on this, but not right now because we will lose them. Head over to Reddit or talk to me on Twitter and we'll have a discussion. So maybe grab us that box, actually, the Osmo box. I don't know if many of you have seen the filming that I've been doing while I've been vlogging. This is like as much as a new GoPro. This is an Osmo Mobile. You can check these out. This is a stabilizer. So if people are into vlogging, you've got a phone and you're like, I've already got a PlayStation, I've already got an iPad. Maybe you want something like this. This is pretty sick. This is what I use on my vlogging. This is why the footage looks so good. It's only with an iPhone and this.
Southampton 1-0.
So well, Southampton away in the EFL then.
2-0 on aggregate now. Hit them on the counter attack.
So maybe one of these. Maybe a GoPro. The new GoPro looks pretty spectacular. An iPad. You guys let us know what you think.
Whatever he is. Dion, yeah.
He's in the comments.
Hey. Good lad. If you send me a message on Twitter, obviously you got that.
DM me. Dion's in the comments. Nice one, lad. Hopefully. Please tell me that you live in the UK. Please tell me that you live somewhere fairly local. In fact, if you're in Manchester, we will deliver it for you. How does that sound?
Yeah, sweet.
So let us know. Let us know in the comments right now. Where are you? And we'll read it out.
We're not going to deliver it right now, though.
No, we ain't delivering it right now. It's late, mate. What are you fucking playing at? Shane Long, it looks like, has
another last-minute winner.
A signed Gerard banana peel. That would be a hell of
Did you see that after, because the City-Spurs game on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, Jake made him say slip, didn't he?
No, he said about the slip. Yeah, he said, dude, I can't remember the line, but yeah. I remember watching it, I was like, ha! Because he just fucking... Oh, deadpan, but yeah.
Class. Dion, tell us in the comments, where do you live? I don't want your address. Don't put your address in there, because some of these fuckers will come round. But just tell us, like, the area that you live in. You know, be it Apparay or Attersley or wherever the fuck you live. Anywhere else beginning with an H.
Apart from Liverpool.
Yeah. Shrewsbury. Lives in Shrewsbury.
Well, I'm not coming there.
Yeah,
no offence.
Probably posting that. All right, nice one. So, yeah, message Ben your address and we'll get that posted out to you. Thank you for playing and thank you for joining in.
Get involved the next time, you can win again.
To everybody. Do you know what? There was that few of you joined in.
I sent about...
You take a risk like this. It was fucking free to enter and there's your winner.
I think I've sent about 60 codes out in all, but then I don't think every single one got activated. So obviously it was the first one. We're still trying to build it up to get as many people as you can. So you're going to have a 1 in 100 chance next time at least of winning. Whatever it is. Pretty good odds then.
Yeah,
well, they're fucking mint odds.
Mint odds for what you get for it. It's free. And, you know, you have a little bit of a social game with people and then you're fucking laughing, aren't you? And you win a fucking PlayStation 4 with a copy of FIFA like our pal Dion has just there. Nice one, our kid. So, yeah, let us know what you guys think in terms of suggestions for prizes. I am going to do that giveaway, probably run it for a month or something. So maybe for the whole month of February, just like retweet, subscribe, follow. And I'll pick a random winner for the boots. Maybe you have to send me a screenshot that you've subscribed. And Gary Golski was going to Blackburn for $5 million. Yeah, and do you know what fucked that up was the volcano. He couldn't get here because of deadline day. Deadline day, he couldn't get here because of volcano. Ended up going to Bayern Munich and being the best fucking... going to Dortmund and being the best fucking striker ever. Gary Mull, is it a betting site? It's not a betting site. It's...
What's this?
Our app, the Tops of Pot app. It's not even our app, is it? But no.
This, the guy's app.
It's not a betting site.
Well, you do have to, when you create an account, you have to...
You can message us on Reddit. If you've not got Twitter, you can come at us on Reddit as well and ask for a code to join. We did it as a big Twitter group, but I would like to admin it all on Reddit this time around, if possible. It's a lot easier to send out to everybody on there.
Basically, if you've... You have to create a Betfair account. That's why you got to be in the UK now.
And over 18.
Yeah, and over 18. So, I mean, it does link to Betfair because it uses the odds on that. So that's how it does simultaneously. You don't necessarily have to put a bet on it. If you're going to do it, put real money on it. Obviously, do it responsibly.
You can just do it as a little side bet thing with your mates where it's just the sportsman. So you can say, I think United going to win the league this year. And he might say, I think Leicester are going to win it again. And a couple of your mates, you all stick in a pot and you put virtual money on. You don't have to link anything to the thing. No. You put your little bet on and then it says, yeah, you win in the end.
But the reason why we're doing it on Twitter and sending the codes out, because it's easy to manage. So I have to share it on someone, either by text message, Facebook or Twitter. And I'm not going to send it to everyone's phone number.
People are asking what Reddit is. If you look in the description on this video, it says, want to get more in depth, join the Reddit group, hit that link. That's Reddit. Sign up. It's completely free. It's one of the best websites on the internet, actually. There's so much on there. And I've just got like a little forum on there so you can just talk to me about whatever. There's a big United one called Red Devils. That's a really good one to go on. And the front page of Reddit, that's like whatever's trending. Whatever you see on Lad Bible at weekend is probably on Reddit right now. That's where they get all their content and stuff from, basically. So get ahead of it all and get on there. See what you guys are saying up in the comments. Oh, we said we're going to go to Reddit anyway, aren't we? What a perfect segue this is.
Yeah, Dion, thanks for sending us those address details now. So you're going to be getting taxis and pizzas galore sent there now. And no PS4.
It is, as is tradition.
Jokes now. But if you give us a bit of time, we'll get that arranged for you, because it's just getting time to get it all sent out for you. So, no worries. You will be getting one soon, no?
There we go. It's alive. It is alive. Right, let's get on to Arhausen, and let's see what you guys are saying. Red card / penalty rule. This is by Mitchie Bear. Isn't there a rule where you can't concede a penalty and get a red card for the same tackle? Yeah, it's a double jeopardy thing, unless it's a two-footer to the throat.
Unless it's like no intent to play the ball as well. Because I think Kyle Walker on Saturday, when he pushed Sterling in the back, I think if the referee would have given that would have been a red card because of the fact that he had no intent to play the ball, basically.
Also, your username, it's Hepburn. There you go. Also, it's Hepburn from the comments. So there you go. Yeah, I do believe there is a double jeopardy thing. I think, obviously, the severity of whatever the foul is taken into consideration. Talking More About Loyalty by Legendary 628. How do you divide leaving a club for more money and ambition without... How do you divide leaving a club for more money and ambition without betraying the fans or club? I don't think you can. Unless... Here's the thing, right?
Because I don't know, because like we were saying before about like the whole guys, Livermore, he's basically been told...
I was going to say, it's not your decision.
He's been told to get out, basically. But I think, like, because they stuck back... Hull stuck by with him when he had a lot of personal shit. Obviously, his kid passed away, didn't he? And yep. he had drug issues and stuff. So they stuck by with him, and I think he repaid that loyalty to them in the fact that he put in, he was one of their better players. He played centre-half at the start.
But loyalty's a two-way street.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And if the club's like, yeah, sling it, then...
We've got 10 million quid for you, so you go in, basically.
Yeah. Look, there was a United player I was talking to about this transfer window, and he's like, there was rumours about him going somewhere, and we said to him, like, what's the crack? And he's like, don't know, not heard.
Yeah.
I was like, so you could go into training tomorrow, never hear anything of it, and that's you.
And then the next day, yeah.
He goes, or it could be in, like, someone goes, hey, you've been sold, clear your fucking locker, you cunt.
Yeah.
And he was there. And he's like, that's really, can you imagine that mindset? Because it's not just the case of, you might be moving to another country.
Well, that's basically what Van Gaal said to Welbeck.
Yeah, on the last day. Yeah, you got. Well, he said you can go on loan. He was like, "Fuck you."
He didn't.
I thought that was the crack.
No. Well, no. He said there was a few of them sat around, wasn't it? Jesse was one of them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he pulled Jesse in and said, "Oh, you want to play?" But he said, "You lot find another club." And then because he'd obviously been there, I think it hit him like bad, like what not wanted. So, and I think that's why he went on permanent, because he weren't wanted there.
And he went like loyalty. Yeah. He'd have been loyal to the club. Oh, yeah, but when the manager comes in and says, I mean, guess what? Not happening. Sin a bit.
I'd have liked for him to stay, like, but it's kind of worked out in our favour because he's been injured for the majority of the time. Yeah.
But is that an Arsenal thing or is that a player thing? Here's a question. Other fans by Lord James Robinson. Always wondered what match-going, born and bred Manx fans think of glory hunting fans from the South or Yorkshire who've never been to a game and watch on Sky. They get loads of stick from other fans of other clubs, but wondered from a Manx perspective. If you're United, you're United. If you've flipped and flopped your clubs, you're a bellend. And I know people who live around here that have changed clubs.
Fucking hell.
From Liverpool to United.
Yeah.
Which is
bizarre. How would you do that?
But they're not match-goers. So, you know, I think.
It depends on the depth of
perspective, isn't it? Yeah, if you're like a 1% on the scale fan, and you go, actually, I don't really care for them. I'm going to care for them. Is anyone's day ruined? Not really. But if you're like a guy that's to mine and Ben's or Adam's level or someone like that, that's match going. You go to away games. You try and get to some games in Europe, and you're one club, and then you go, actually, I'm just going to do it with Liverpool now. Like. That doesn't fucking compute, does it? How can you go so deep and then be like, actually?
I couldn't imagine, like, wanting to support another club.
Didn't get a choice.
Well, yeah, no, you don't get... Yeah, well, I'm glad I didn't get a choice.
No, I'm glad I didn't get a choice. But I've never... We've had this conversation, me and Jaden. And Jaden said, I'm glad I didn't get the choice. Yeah. But I can't ever imagine sitting him down and be like, right, son, what football team would you like to support? If he'd have come to me and said, Dad, really digging Sheffield Wednesday, I'd have been like, cool. You'd be going watching them when you're 18, then, won't you? When you can get over to Sheffield, because like, I'm not gonna fucking tech him.
Yeah, I don't get it out of it.
But I know some people who've changed clubs because their kid supported a fucking club. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Didn't you just fucking one hammer in the nose and be like, shut your fucking mouth? This is who we support. That's how it should be.
Yeah, but obviously people have difference of opinions, don't they? I don't know for what reason why you'd want to swap. A club. I mean, maybe because, I don't know, but I know people who swap from like being United fans to City fan. Remember, like, you know what I mean? And they weren't like winning anything at that time, and it was just for the buzz.
There was some lads that I knew at school that was Oldham fans, and then became City fans. And it was just like '97 when they got relegated, and you're like, around the time Oasis was getting big, it was kind of cool. I think not for me, obviously, but there was a sort of something attached to being a City fan because of. Oasis brought a certain cool to it, didn't they? You know, doing gigs at Main Road, wearing City shirts. But, yeah, I don't get it. People who aren't from England and aren't from Europe, or, you know, American or Indian or Chinese, or and who support United, I can get it. Because I can see that the Premier League's been forced down your neck.
They get to watch more live Premier League football than people in the UK.
And sometimes the timings are really convenient. Like, you imagine getting up on a Saturday morning at 7 o'clock and having, like, just the morning is all of the games there for you, sorted. Yeah. And then you can go about your day.
Yeah, it's gone, isn't
it? Like, I've got nothing against anyone who supports United, as long as that you're just United through and through. That's the only caveat I'll put on it. If you've been someone else and then flipped and flopped, then I don't get that. I don't get how you can do that. Mm. It's a one thing, but I do know what this guy's saying. Like, those who just link on to United, never been to a game. What I would say to those people is, and I was talking to a guy on the Red Devils Reddit actually the other day, and he was moaning. He says, "Is there a legal way I can watch all United games? I'm from Manchester. I pay X amount to Sky and BT, but I don't get all the games." And I replied to him saying, "Yeah, go buy a ticket. Because you're from Manchester, mate. Is there a legal way you can pay?" And he's like, "I'll pay whatever, but pay for a ticket." Mm-hmm. Like, you're not saying, "Oh, I'm incapable because of work." Like, and then he came back with all these different, "I've got personal reasons why I can't attend games." Well, I was like, "Well, you're in a position here where you've got a privilege that you're close enough to be near the ground. And I see people from all over the world making that pilgrimage. And I got nothing but respect for those people that want to come and make a pilgrimage, spending hundreds and thousands just to come to a game. I can get a bus. I can spend, like, I don't even know how much a bus is like. I don't know the last time I got a bus, but I bet it's a couple of quid, isn't it?
It'd be fucking more than that.
So I can get a bus. And that's the privilege of I've got of being born here. Some people don't have that privilege. And I've got nothing but respect from the people that do make those pilgrimages, because that's an expensive thing. And I get not everybody can do that. But I think some of the people are like, you know, if you're in Yorkshire, shit, me and Dave went to Germany this weekend to watch a game. Yeah, a team we don't even fucking support. No, I don't know. I'm in a privileged position with what I do for work to be able to go and do that sort of shit. But if you was like a diehard, like, I see people like, "I'm a diehard fan." Have you ever been to the game? No. Like, where'd you live? Like, there's some people that I've said, "I'll give you a fucking ticket." Mm. And they go, "Oh, no." How many fucking free tickets did I give out to people last year?
Yeah, loads.
Fucking loads.
Loads.
So, yeah, I hope that answers the question. Next one. The 1998-9 and the 2008 squad question. 99. Which of the current squad would make it into the 99 or 2008 squads? Right, let's look at the 99 squads.
Squad or first?
Well, let's say starting 11. Well, the 99 one was almost perfect. What are you going to say? Zlatan maybe over one of the strikers? Zlatan and York might have been a bit fucking deadly.
Yeah, but like the combination between York and Cole was lethal.
Yeah, it was magic.
It's hard to take someone out of one era and put them in another one because
is Pogba technically better than Scholes or Giggs? I don't think so.
Not at this minute.
No. Mkhitaryan over Beckham? No.
No, I think that's an hard one to do that.
Yeah, because I'm going to say no.
The game's like completely different. The speed of it's completely different.
2008's winning team. Like, you had the forward three, Tevez, Ronaldo, peak Rooney.
Yeah.
No. None of them are getting dropped. You might take Zlatan over Tevez, possibly. But then the team suited the way he played.
Yeah, and the work rate and the effort that they put in.
The midfield three, would you say, all right, Pogba might have been a better shout than a really ageing Paul Scholes, who wasn't at his peak of his powers in 2008, and you actually needed that midfield three to support him? Mm. Would you have said that would have been better? No, but ultimately Scholes scores the fucking goal in the semi-final. That takes you through to the final, so...
And he didn't play in 99, so he's definitely playing there, isn't he? Do you know what I mean?
And then you go, okay, what about the defence? Vidic and Rio. Am I taking Phil Jones over any of them?
No.
No.
Paddy.
Am I taking Dave over Van der Sar?
Paddy every left back.
I'm not taking Dave over Van der Sar. No.
Wes Brown was right back. Would you have Valencia over Wes Brown? No, I wouldn't have Valencia over Wes Brown.
They're very similar, actually.
Mm-hmm. I love Wes Brown.
Yeah. I love Valencia.
Yeah.
What's my favourite football/championship... manager game. Championship Manager 2. It takes you about 11 seconds to do a season. It's fucking class. You absolutely burn through seasons on it. It's mint. Mr. Rakitic saying, have we moved to Wednesdays now? No, just because we've got a match tomorrow night. United play Hull tomorrow night, don't we? So we're watching the game. So that's it. That's all the questions from Reddit. So any more that you've got in here? Daniel Pallier says, I stay up to 3 a.m. every weekend in Sydney, Australia to watch United. I've seen them live twice. Mint.
Good days.
Mint, yeah. I get so many people coming up to us. Obviously, while Adam's doing the fan cams with everyone, I'm standing around like a spare part half the time. And I get all the people that they come and talk to me. And I get people from Canada, from America, from India, from South Africa. There's a lot of people from South Africa, from Australia, from America. Fucking everywhere. Come and say hello and say that, you know, they like what Full-Time Devils is able to do in terms of giving fans a voice and an insight and all the rest of it. And I think it's fucking great.
Yeah, man. Oh, Aaron there, obviously, he's one of our guys from MUFC Latest.
Yeah.
He's wanting to come over. Make sure you do. Be good to meet you, bro.
Wes Brown's mother-in-law used to be my boss for 4 months. Tedious link. Love it. Who can replace Cara?
Again, it's that thing, like, do you replace like for like, or do you go in a different direction?
Yeah, I actually do think you're going to go in a different direction. Like for like, I wouldn't be seeing and given a chance.
Yeah, I like that Danilo me from Porto, and then Arsenal stick around him now.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Someone's just said, how are you, Steve? New name. Where's my phone? I went for a new look on this channel. We sort of mentioned it a couple of times. When did we mention it? It was around Christmas, really, that I was like, right, I've split into the gaming channel, so the gaming is all its own, in its own thing. I've neglected the gaming channel a little bit just because I've been so fucking busy recently. But the gaming videos was causing the rest of the videos on this channel to suffer. Once I removed those, these started flying. These have suffered since the Carrick video got that copyright strike. Well, now that's been retracted, hopefully they can start building again. So I moved on to a gaming channel with all its own stuff. I've created a podcast channel at the moment. I'm putting like 2-minute clips of the best things that happen on the podcast. So little digest clips of the podcast. Ultimately, the podcast is going to move on to the podcast channel once it gets to, should we say that, 3,000 subs on there or something? It's on about 600 at the minute. So if you're a podcast guy, you need to go and subscribe to the podcast channel, because this is coming off here pretty soon. Once you get to the podcast channel, hit that notification button as well, so you get a notification whenever we go live or whenever we upload a video. But yeah, this channel now is going to be coming more of a football channel, because that's the stuff that really does well on here. So there's going to be a podcast channel which will just be podcast stuff, but it'll also be like travel vlogging. So if me and Ben go and do something stupid, it'll be that. There's a behind-the-scenes travel vlog, which is just all of, like, the getting on the planes and going out for a beer and all that stuff that me and Dave have done this weekend. That's hopefully a couple of days away. So all of that sort of shit's going on the podcast channel, because that's just the, you know, anything goes sort of channel. And all the football's staying on here. So you might have noticed in somewhere around here that you can see a new logo, and it's Stevenhausen FC. That's football channel. Stevenhausen football channel, that's this channel. So that's the new logo. I hope you like it. Big shout out to John Sheehan at Sporttrait on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram. He does the logos for us. He did the gaming channel logo, the gorilla, which is fucking sick. And he's done this one. I'll show you the gorilla one in case you've never seen it as well. That's the gorilla. So that's Stevenhausen Gaming. Obviously the podcast one as well. And then that's the podcast one all on its own. So the podcast channel is going to be, it's just a standalone podcast channel, mixing them all up so we can go off in whatever direction that we want on the podcast channel, because I know a lot of people just want to hear us talk about football on here, and I want to make sure it's just pure football on here. I'm trying to go a little bit more in depth with all that we do on there as well. Joe Dawson says, yeah, like Joe Rogan's podcast. Yeah, and ultimately we're going to be moving downstairs in here as well into a dedicated studio, which is going to look absolutely fucking mint. It just takes a little bit of time, doesn't it?
It all does.
Soccer Boy says, I wish I could go to a United game. I live in the States and get up to watch every game, but I can't because of school. I'm in the DC United Academy and I don't think they'd be happy, and I want to impress. That's fair enough,
stick
mate.
Stick at it, mate.
Yeah, stick at it, and you might get paid to come over here one day. How about that?
Mm.
United under 19s are going to be competing in the Otten Cup again this summer. It's in August. I'm thinking of going to that. That's a couple of days. I think Boca Juniors are there, Barcelona, Real Madrid. There's a couple of American teams. So, yeah, that's a real big test for the under-19s. I think that's one that might be worth going out and checking out. And you can actually get quite close to the players and the coaches there too. So I think that'd be good. Michael Cooper says, When am I hoping to get back to the gaming channel? There's some stuff in there in draft at the moment, some FIFA games. I just need to release them. I will have a retro game out probably Friday, I would have thought. Falcon says, by the way, when you advertise your channel on Twitter, you say you're trying to get 25k subs. I know, I changed it today. It was an auto tweet. It's sorted. Have I seen the reports in the mail about the Old Trafford expansion? Yeah, and do you know what? They've just lifted an Andy Mitten article from April last year where he spoke about it. They're not actually... let's get that straightened up a bit. They're not actually giving us any new news there. Just like the mail.
What a surprise.
Alex says, I live on the streets and I'm coming to Old Trafford. On the States. What? Got internet though. Coming to Old Trafford on Boxing Day next year. Can't wait. Alex, come find us. We're not hard to miss. Our routine's pretty fucking straightforward.
How do you know we're going to be at home next year?
That's a bad one now.
Boxing Day.
McCullough's catching back up again on subs. He's took well advantage of me having a fucking like week off from YouTube, and he's done like double daily uploads, motherfucker. Where's the best place to buy United football tickets? Do you know what? I am going to do like an FAQ. Where can I buy tickets? Where's good to go drinking? And all that sort of shit at Old Trafford, because I must get asked that question 25 fucking times a week, honestly. The best place to go for tickets is the official site. It's as simple as that. And if you can't get them on the official site by being an official member, and you won't get them on the official site for being a member. They do come up rarely, but you ain't getting Liverpool, you ain't getting City, you ain't getting Chelsea, you ain't getting any of them games. The next best place is MUFC_tickets on Twitter. That's a fan-to-fan ticket exchange. No one's allowed to tout it on there. They only advertise at face value, and you're meeting other Reds on the day, and they'll hand you over a season card. That's the best way to do it. Don't go on Viagogo. I got rinsed at Viagogo. And I mean, I can understand the attraction of doing it, but it's legalised touting and it's bullshit. Me and Dave did it this week. We used Viagogo and we got charged €75 for a €15 ticket.
Fucking hell. Yeah, massive markup, innit?
It's fucking scandalous. Absolutely scandalous. But
I don't know how they get away with being able to do that.
It's bullshit.
And then you got to pay fucking service charge on top of it.
It was advertised at £46, which is like €55 or some shit like that for the basic ticket, and then there was a £20 service charge per ticket. Fucking tickets €15. How'd you put a £20 service charge on it? Yeah, you robbing bastards.
Where did they do deliver them to where you were staying?
No, I had to print them off.
Fucking hell.
It's a joke, innit? Have I heard Bert Kreischer's The Machine story? Of course I have. Hey, Bert Kreischer followed me the other day. Don't know why. And he's not messaged me or anything. So that's a weird one. But look. How mad's that? The fucking machine followed me, so what a random one. I'm Irish and I have season tickets. There's a fucking lot of you do, mate, actually. That flight over from Dublin and the ferry over from Dublin on a United home game seems like it's a busy one. Obviously, we've been looking at prices to go over to Ireland for fucking anything. Any of you Irish lads, tell us, what's near Shannon, if anything? This flight's for about £18 from Manchester to Shannon, but am I just going to land in a fucking field and there'd be nothing to do? Is there anything to do in Shannon? Because Shannon might be the next trip. James Lowry, I am US military and was fortunate to be based in London from 2010 to 14. Took my son to Old Trafford a few times. The tears in his eyes first time was priceless. The feeling we'll never forget. Awesome. Adil says, I'm coming to Manchester University next year to study. I'll be buying a season ticket for the first time. Can't wait. Awesome. Daniel says, you should do a series of lads trips, 20 derbies in 20 countries. I'm trying on that. Jordan says, any reason that MUFC_tickets don't tweet as much anymore? Last time was Borough at home. Before that was the pre-season match against Wigan. Yeah, they only started recently again. The problem is that there's a lot of people who have been getting bans. If you see the video that we do with Full Time Devils, where Zayan, the little 8-year-old Asian kid, was labelled a tout by the club and banned for 3 years at 8 because his mum was ill and his dad couldn't leave their other child, their daughter, behind. Because Zayan goes home and away. He actually plays for United. And they go home and away. He was going to Moscow or Fenerbahce or some. He's been to Moscow, but he was going to Fenerbahce. And they had to pull out last minute. But the problem is, if you pull out on a ticket with United, they're so strict on it that they'll just ban you. And that's what they did, and they banned him and his dad for 3 years. They rescinded it. They're banned from away for a year, I think, but they got their season tickets back. So they ended up missing like two matches and they got them back. But they're a fucking joke. Yeah. Now, there is some things that they're doing, like the 100% ID check. It's probably a good thing. They've had 800 returns for Leicester because they've said 100% ID check. Now, people are going, well, what's the crack there? Well, the crack there is that it's people are giving them back because they know that if they go and they've not got the ID and it's in somebody else's name, like, if Ben's getting tickets and passing them on to me, that really should be all right, shouldn't it? Because I'm his mate. But ultimately, United see that as a bad thing because he's built up all the credit for aways and he's passing them on. And I can't even imagine how many complaints United get about how many people are phoning up going, I want a season ticket 10 years, mate, and I get 0 out of 19 every single... Execs get a lot, sponsors get a lot, players get a lot. You need to get mates with players, and that's how you get away tickets, unfortunately. Oh, here we go. Nothing in Shannon. Shannon itself is shy. All right, okay. Joe Schwabick says, my favourite JRE guest ever. Apart from Joey Diaz, the Russell Brand one was fucking brilliant. Although the Who Is Fat one with Bert and Tom Segura a couple of weeks ago was amazing. Nothing to do in Shannon. Okay, we'll cross Shannon off the fucking list. Are we going to continue the Football Manager series? The problem with Football Manager is, and I got a Football Manager story from the plane this week actually, is it takes fucking days to do. It's purely a time thing. I would love to be able to say yes, I'm definitely doing one. I've got ideas that I really want to do one, but I ain't got the time to do one. It takes too long to set up the lighting, set up the game. The games take fucking ages to process nowadays as well. They're a nightmare. I've got more chance of playing the retro one because 45 minutes on a retro one, I'll probably do a season and a half in. 45 minutes on a normal one, I'll do like four games. It's killer.
It takes ages, doesn't it?
But my Football Manager story from this week. So Dave pulled his out in Leipzig Airport. He's like, I'm going to have a game of Football Manager. I was like,
as you do.
Fuck it. I'm going to join you. It was there pretty early and there was nothing in Leipzig Airport open. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to join you. So started a new game. Started at Salford. I had a £9,000 budget. I was like, that's that fuck then,
Dave's so, definitely got a bigger budget than that.
£9,000?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, undoubtedly. But none of the Class of 92 are on the board or anything. Mm. It's Karen someone or other as the chairman. And I'm thinking that's bullshit because you actually have got them as part of the board.
Yeah.
You could and should be able to use them as a recruitment tool in the game, but you can't. So you got £9,000. So I was like, right, well, I'm not trawling through all these free transfers to see who I can sign. So hire a director of football, just tell him I signed some people. So that's what I did. But that wasn't what I was into. What I was into is trying to make the WM formation of the Busby era work. So that's one centre-half, two full-backs, two defensive midfielders or halfbacks. So two defensive midfielders, two regular midfielders. One is a box-to-box, one is an advanced playmaker. Left winger, right winger, striker.
After that game.
Got beat 6-1, first game. Started changing stuff then. Make the wingers support, not attack. Just so they... a little bit more reserved, yeah. Make the wing-backs no fucking overlapping. Don't move. Defend, because really that should be, they should be sort of half in between a centre half and a fullback, but it only just puts them as fullbacks. Mm. If you have halfbacks, then they, for some reason, when you have a halfback, it sets the defenders to come short to the halfback, so they're really close to each other, but you give a really high line, even if you set the line as the far back as you can get it. So there's a little bit of a bug in the game that you can't really use the tactics as they was. But I tweaked them and I refined them, and I went on 10 game unbeaten streak. It's quite a few draws in it, but I think that's because I haven't got a great forward line. I've got a decent centre forward, and I think because he was the only one getting forward, he scored quite a lot of goals. I think he scored 14 in 12, but that's not enough, mate, when you're conceding pretty often, because
you got one centre half.
The amount of times people were going one on one with your back line was like maddening. There was no doubling up, there was no fucking covering. What was really good, though, I think you could make this formation work if you had Bayern Munich or Barcelona, or maybe Arsenal, maybe. If you've got a really good midfield, like a really good midfield. Because I was having 60, 65, 70% possession in the fucking Vanarama North, lad. I was fucking...
We don't win football on possession, then you get fucking sacked like Louis van Gaal.
I was sixth in the league, so I was in the top half of the league.
So was he?
My target was only playoffs. So I'm on target for the playoffs. If I had better wingers, I think you can have a really good system with that. A good midfield and better wingers.
So is that what you're going to be testing next?
Yeah, I'm going to see how effective the WM formation can be, because it's what made Busby famous. It's an interesting one because you do see the halfbacks that sit in front of the defence. They're very Carrickish in possession. You know, they start TikToking it everywhere. Yeah. And then having the two midfielders directly in front of them provides a bit of a buffer. And it means that them four players, obviously you can pass it around short in between them four players quite well.
Yeah.
And that block
that might
sort
be why
of moves.
Getting 65% possession.
Well, yeah. But that block moves to the edge of the opposition box quite well as well. So it's quite a narrow way to attack. But it was interesting. It was an interesting little experiment. Anyway, just while I was waiting on the plane, and then I finished. Well, the last time I played, it was literally as the stewardess came up and was like, "You need to fucking turn your laptop off, mate. We're landing." I was like, "All right, okay." let's see what you guys are saying. Did I say Zion plays for United? I did. So yeah, if you watch Full Time Devils, you see little Zion plays for United. And I think when United got him, I think there was like fucking five or six clubs after him. I've not seen him play, but I think Adam has, and he said he's fucking ridiculous. Old Ball says, thoughts on Naby Keita? Very impressive. Kante-like in his sort of way he cuts about the pitch. Really good and really difficult to shake off the ball. I would say, who does he remind me of in the ball? The way he holds the ball, a little bit like Rooney, actually. In possession, really good player. Timo Werner impressed me, the goal that he got, but it was the patrolling of the line. And Leipzig played a 4-2-2-2 formation, which was bizarre. Two striker system though, and I was loving that. I was loving watching a two striker system.
Go for it, don't they?
They had a big number nine, as Zlatan style number nine, and then they had Timo Werner running the channels off him and stuff like that. And
did that Ollie Burke? Did he get?
He came on and wasn't great, in all honesty. When he came on, I was a bit gutted about that because I was excited about seeing him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so look out for.
They've done remarkably well, though, haven't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, we can talk about it if you want. Like from the fifth division German league, they spent 80 million, and they was top of the league in Bundesliga before Christmas.
Well, they're still only 3 points off.
Yeah, and that
was only because they got beat off Bayern.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah.
There's a gap now opened up, I think. Let's pull it up in...
what, in there?
In Bundesliga. There's a gap with RB Leipzig,
Bayern
Munich.
Dortmund have... Well, they've signed up Pulisic on a new contract, and they've also signed that new Swedish kid, haven't they?
Yeah, that 17-year-old.
Yeah. They do
so
well.
Let's have a look. So you've got Hoffenheim doing well, you've got Dortmund doing all right, Frankfurt doing all right this year, but if you look... The league table there, you see Leipzig are 3 points off, but then there's an 8-point gap to third place with Hoffenheim, who are undefeated. And then Dortmund on 30 points, quite a few teams on 30, 29 points. But yeah, I mean, they've pulled away. You'd have to say Champions League looks very likely from this stage. And it's all right. I'm unsure whether to call them plastic or not, because obviously it's a brand new club, so you feel like that's pretty plastic and inauthentic. It doesn't feel inauthentic. No. It feels right. It feels organic.
Probably because it's not just from the Bundesliga, is it? And it's moved up through those leagues.
And I also think they've not had a Bundesliga team since 1994. So if there's no fucking professional team in your city, and then one appears, is it plastic to go and support them? I don't think it is. I can see why people are like, oh, it's the new rich. But City spent $1 billion and have won fucking two titles, or drawn one and then the other one that everyone wanted them to win, so Liverpool wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, that's.
But they was already a top division side, and they spent $1 billion. They spent 80 million. They spent less than we spent on Paul Pogba to get from the fifth division to potentially winning the Bundesliga. And when a Champions League comes back, Munich might fucking wobble.
I don't know. I think this is when you kick into gear now, isn't it?
Potentially.
So,
but you know, coming second to that Bayern Munich team with Ancelotti,
yeah.
Oh, that's like winning the league.
Yeah, no, yeah, fair enough.
And yeah, the points gap that they put between them, they're actually probably every win probably puts less pressure on them, and a bit like Leicester last year, where they're like,
just fucking see what happens, mate.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Leeds. They won tonight. They're up into third in Championship now.
Liverpool's over then. So yep, they're out.
Yeah, no, it's fucking on Southampton now. Roll it.
What was Adam's meltdown about this morning? Oh, I don't know. Could be anything. Someone else said, what was Adam's thoughts on Adam's meltdown this morning? What meltdown? What did our kid have a meltdown about this morning? Tell us in the comments. Most gutting moment as a United fan, says Joe.
I
2009 Champions League final. I really thought he was going to win it.
Don't know.
That felt kind of gutting.
I remember as a kid when I went to the Rumbelows Cup final and we got beat 1-0 off Sheffield Wednesday. That was gutting.
That was at that one. Where was you sat?
Oh, fuck. Near some fucking pillar. That minging.
So you'd have been high up then. You'd have been quite high up.
There was low down then.
Was there?
They were fucking like banging right in the middle of the ground.
Where the pitch was, right? That was where they scored. They scored in that end, didn't they?
I think it was in the middle, around the middle.
I was in this corner here.
Yeah, I was more towards the halfway line. But yeah, probably was a bit far back. But
I was like row 8. I couldn't see a fucking... The advertising board was bigger than what I could see.
Well, I didn't have... My dad only had one ticket. You know what I mean? They were fucking tight cunts. They weren't going to let me in. And he's like, so I had to fucking, you know, be like, but please, I want to go in. You know what I mean?
The seats I was sat on didn't have a back. It was just like an ass. It was really weird.
Yeah, that was going. But there's been, obviously been other times.
Some guys just said, why am I ignoring your comment? I'm not ignoring the comment. Oh, what are my thoughts on the great city of Birmingham? I've only ever had like 2 nights out in Birmingham. It's all right.
I've been there a few times. It's all right.
Well, what was it in Birmingham for? Bama? Couldn't find anywhere to eat. Couldn't find nowhere to eat.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Something. Oh. Yeah. We ended up in Mackey's.
Yeah. Ended up in Mackey's in Germany as well. After the game. He said he's not doing another transfer daily and hopes Steve takes all the episodes from here. Is shit at getting up in the morning, isn't it? It's probably well.
Speaking of getting up in the morning, I need to get up in the morning.
I'm on daily in the morning anyway. How about that for a segue?
I'm knackered.
Where do you think we'd be if we still had Moyes as a manager? Fucking hell. Probably where Sunderland are now.
Oh, mate. Signing Joleon Lescott.
Hang on. Wasn't it Panathinaikos? Or did he go somewhere else before that? Let's have a look at where fucking hell Johnny and Lester.
I don't know. The thing is that gets me with Dave Moyes is some of the fucking comments that he comes out with, like, "Oh, we can't compete," and you know the level that we're competing at, and it's basically his proper defeatist attitude. It's like you're portraying that to the media. What you're actually saying to your players?
AK Athens played 4 fucking games for him, took Villa down, then went to Athens, where it looks like he's just been getting on it.
Premier League winner.
Yeah, he is. Can't believe they paid $30 million for him. Fucking hell. Mark Hughes did blow some dough. What am I thinking of the new extended plans? I'm not happy about where they've placed the new disabled section. And before anyone fucking gets in the mixer there, I've got nothing against the disabled fans. United are well behind in what we offer in terms of numbers and of the disabled facilities. But there must have been some better options for where the club can place them. United struggle with atmosphere as it is at the moment, and disabled fans definitely make less noise, but it's not just the noise thing. There's just a less density. You're putting 300 people where 2,600 people was, so it's clearly not going to be as loud. And it's not just about how loud it is either. I think there's 3,800, I think I read, affordable seats at United. That's the £28 ones, which, you know, face it, still quite dear, really, per match. There's 3,800 of them. They're losing 2,600 of them to put this in, which means now there's only 1,200 tickets. The next price is nearly £40 a game. That's too dear for some of the young lads, and you need these young lads in to come in and be season ticket holders. Otherwise, it's just old men watching the game in a stadium, and you'll never get any noise. I thought the best place for the safe standing was where they've just put this disabled section. If they're building another tier, why couldn't we have put something in South Stand for all the disabled section? It goes right around the top end of K-Stand, or the bottom end of K-Stand. It's in the plans, yeah.
Yeah, there must be a reason for it.
There must be a reason for it, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me on the face of what they've done so far.
You need to come out and say, well, this is why I've done it, really, haven't you? Yeah. A bit more communication. But
United don't communicate anything. That's just fucking the way they do it, innit? If they do bump Old Trafford up with a bit of safe standing to 88,000, maybe it'll be all right. But it's just it's the way they treat the fans that was already in there. Like, hey, guess what? How long have you had your season ticket in K-Stand for? That would have been me if I was still on where my old ticket was. That was where I was, PP. I've not spoken to Bonnie yet, but his ticket's fucking going. You know, and I'm sure he's going to be kicking off like fuck about it. But the lads who was in K Lower, they got told, hey, guess what? Do you know that ticket you've had for fucking 20 years? Now you're being moved. But they've been moved to places that are dearer pricing.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. And it's not right, really, that you just moved. Like, oh, yeah, moved. If they build something new and they want to put new people in there, then cool. No one's affected. No one's been shafted. But it seems like everything at United do, they shaft people. Yeah.
Twice.
Will Ashley Young go, says Joshua. Sounds like it. Sounds like he's asked to fucking go. I don't know why you'd keep him.
He's not getting a game, is he? I didn't even realize. I thought he was older than 31.
Tom says the atmosphere near me is already dead and he's going to be far less with it coming in front of me. I take it you're in K upper. Since like late 90s, 97, I was in K lower, 138, row PP, which is where it's coming right through. And then a couple of years back, I moved because my season ticket wasn't in my name for the longest time because you didn't get them in your name. Like I was just saying about the ID checks, you didn't get them in your name. You just took them off people. So mine was in a guy's name called James Matthewson for fucking years. Then I got one in my name about 5-6 years ago, and that was the top end of K stand right underneath where the TV camera is. And then I wanted to go and sit with my dad, so we moved over to Stretford and Tier 2, where I am now. But yeah, like that would have been right where I was sat. Like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And here's another bad thing that they've said to people as well. Not only are you getting moved, like where my old seat was in K, it was two tickets, and then I had like four mates either side. It was a fucking nice little community. Join the moving people, guess what they're saying? You get moved on your own.
What?
So, you might have had a pair of tickets. They're not moving pairs, they're only moving individuals, so you're just going to get scattered about.
That's the fucking...
It's utter bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
bullshit.
No, I've got no issue with fucking disabled people. They've got every much as right to come and support games as possible. I think I've mentioned it before, there's a severely disabled guy who stands on our row in a Stretford end. I have no idea how the fuck they're in there. Because I don't think he can be safe. He has a carer, but fair fucks to the guy, and I speak to him every single game, and he's getting in the mixer, and he fucking loves it. Now, maybe he's in there because they haven't got enough disabled access seats, and he'd probably be safer and better accommodated if he was in one of those. But it just seems like they're shafting United fans, and 2,600 season tickets have to get moved for the benefit of 300 people coming in. It feels like the club haven't thought this through. That's the problem. It feels like they've not really thought, what's the best way to do this one? Oh yeah, Eric Bay's back. They got knocked out last night. Didn't win a fucking game.
What a shame.
Tom says, my dad's season ticket was in his cousin's name, so he got cheaper prices for years. Yeah, we all do it, don't we? Best young wingers in the academy. We lack them. None at 23 level. You're looking at Chong, Durnley in the 18s. Will we in the EFL? I would say yes.
You would hope so.
Every match United are not clinical. What's the matter with our finishing? Don't know.
But at least we're creating them chances. I'd be more concerned if we wasn't creating them chances, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's better to be missing chances than not creating chances, I think. We wasn't creating chances under Van Gaal. We are creating chances now, we're just not finishing them. It will come, I think. Shit just takes time, everyone just wants an instant thingy, don't they?
Let's fucking do
it. Yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up there. Nah, how long we done?
Falling asleep, me.
How long do we do? An hour and a half. Fuck, that's a long one. Right, thank you all for joining us. Please remember to go and download Tops the Pop. Please subscribe if you're new here. I'm not seeing how many we've got coming it today. Don't think it was that many. I think it was already about 360. What a shit night.
about 367, I think. About three people.
Got three people. Oh, a millionaire for Christmas, son. I'm trying to get to 75k, you fuckers. Help me out. Hit subscribe this way, innit? Bing, bing, bing. Make it bing.
Flipping heck. Someone's keen because they wanted a code already.
Fucking hell, son.
22 minutes ago.
1st of Feb, we'll give you the codes and you'll have to be ready for it for that weekend. So download Tops the Pot. We will talk about what's going on with the Pogba boots. And then whatever the new prize is going to be. Get me on Reddit. What you think for the prize. Someone start a thread and just call it February competition prize. And let's get some discussion going in there. Listen, thank you for watching. Please subscribe on iTunes. If you prefer to listen over there, subscribe over here on YouTube. Still no one's fucking dinged it, wankers. And that'll do us for tonight, I think. Thank you for watching.
Back again. Are we back Thursday next week?
Thursday next week, innit? Who do we play next week?
Hull on Tuesday again.
Is it on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I've got a busy weekend, isn't it?
It's Tuesday. So it's Wigan on
Thursday,
Sunday.
Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday. Wednesday. Wednesday against
Hull. Is it Wednesday?
Yeah. And Everton. Fucking hell, so I'm going to be... We've got Thursday, Hull. Sunday, Wigan. Monday, Everton. Wednesday, Hull.
And then Leicester away.
Jesus Christ. Right, thank you for watching. We're out of here. See you in a bit.
Laters.